Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Reboot segment. Lewis Campbell is joining me now from Synergy Computer Systems. He's on the phone this week. Good morning, Lewis. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. And we want to talk a little bit about SpaceX today. And this is, of course, the company that Elon Musk is behind, right? And they just sent an all-private crew up into space. No astronauts among them, right?
No astronauts among them, automated spacecraft, which I thought was very interesting. And, you know, this was a little bit different than the other stuff we've seen. It's not Virgin Galactic and, you know, some of the other things were kind of like space planes where they, you know, went up there and achieved kind of a low orbit and then came back down all in one deal. This was more of a space capsule kind of thing where, you know, the flight was automated. They went up, and then when they came down, they, you know, splashed down old-fashioned style in a capsule. But yeah, no astronauts among them. And an interesting, you know, Elon Musk always has to like one up everybody else, right? So the automated capsule and everything. So, you know, this is all really exciting to me because the privatization of space, not that, you know, one way or the other on plus or minus that, but it's nice to see that it's going beyond just, you know, one organization doing it, but everybody trying to chip in and these things advancing to the point where maybe we actually will be going into space more and more often in the future.
Right. And I guess as all part of the space tourism that you're talking about, right? I mean, the idea that maybe you don't need to have a crew. I mean, obviously these folks had some training before they got on the capsule and kind of had probably some instructions on what to do, the what ifs and everything. But for the most part, as you mentioned, this capsule, was controlled, by folks on the ground or just had some automatic systems on board to make it so that the crew didn't, or the passengers didn't have to do anything except just enjoy the flight, I guess.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I'm sure it was more than just rote 15-minute training. I'm sure they did more than just watch a video online.
Yeah, hopefully.
but yeah, the point being that the direction is going more and more towards, you know, like what the way we do airplane flight now, and that's would be nice for the future. And I know right now all of this stuff is just about getting people in orbit so they can have that experience. But again, it's a stepping stone, hopefully, to doing more eventually.
Right. Well, and I guess make it more affordable too, right? Or make it a more regular occurrence for for tourism almost, I guess. You'd go to space like you'd go to Disney World, I suppose.
Amen, brother.
Yep. So we'll see what happens, but very interesting. I'm glad that all these are happening safely. That's the other point of this too. I'm looking at a story from The Guardian that says that these folks at Splashdown is the first space travelers to end their flight in the Atlantic Ocean since 1969 in the Apollo 9 mission. So there's a bit of trivia for you from that.
Yeah, there you go.
So interesting. What else is going on this week? We've been watching a lot of other things that have been kind of happening with the technology. And anything else that caught your eye this week?
As far as I know, there's been no really huge new cyber attacks. But again, you know, cybersecurity is an issue, right? And
sure.
So there's a lot of ongoing talks and work in terms of, you know, keeping foreign governments out, you know, looking at preventing breaches, and a lot of research going on with you know, existing breaches. One of the things that's happening in the government area is, you know, during the Trump administration, appointees of the Trump administration started spinning up something called CMMC, Cybersecurity or Cyber Maturity Model Certification. And this was a new standard for government contractors and government agencies, you know, taking it a step beyond the security standards they had before. And that was a big initiative. It was really pushed hard. And like a lot of things that have suffered the results of political change, right? Of course, now with the new administration, now all the many of the people that were involved in that effort are now under scrutiny and being investigated. And so that's really thrown, you know, this is a good example of where politics and technology intersect. That's really thrown this whole effort into kind of a chaos. So there's a lot of questions right now in the government sphere, you know, government contractors and government agencies as to, you know, what the future of cybersecurity standards in that area are going to be. And it's a big deal because these are the things, you know, these federal standards are the things that drive cybersecurity in that space. Just like, you know, there were standards implemented over 10 years ago for cybersecurity in the electric grid, and that's completely changed how cybersecurity, you know, federal standards, how cybersecurity happens in the electric grid and all places, sorts of other places. So this is kind of important. Stay tuned and see how this all fleshes out and what cybersecurity in the government contracting space is going to look like in the future.
All right. Will do. Interesting. Lewis, thanks so much.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, have a great week.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He joins me every Monday with our Monday Reboot segment when we talk technology right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.